low income, confronting several structural impediments to development, vulnerable to environmental and economic shocks. That is how the United Nations defines the world's least developed countries, a list that Solomon Islands has been on since 1991. So the recommendation that Solomon Islands graduates from that category is welcome news for the country's ambassador to the UN, Robert Cecillo.
We see this as a positive achievement and something that will encourage us to be more bold in our policies in terms of economic development.
The recommendation represents significant progress in key development areas. Only five other nations have ever moved from least developed to developing, and should the recommendations be accepted by the UN's General Assembly, Solomon Islands, Kiribati, Sao Tome and Bhutan will join them.
Sort of development history, really. You've reached this threshold. You're no longer part of the bottom category of countries. It can be seen as sort of vote of confidence in the country's leadership and a milestone and a big achievement.
That's Daniel Gay, an advisor for the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs. To graduate, countries must meet targets in at least two of the three criteria set by that department. Solomon Islands achieved goals in the categories of national income and health and education, but has fallen short on economic vulnerability markers. For Peter Canelorio Jr., Solomon Islands Permanent Secretary for Foreign Affairs and Trade, the good news outweighs the bad.
We know that there will be issues and obstacles that we'll face, but on the whole, it's a cause for celebration. Nobody wants to be labelled as a least developed country.
But that label does have some benefits. Solomon Islands currently gets trade preferences, extra development assistance and ad hoc grants for health and education. Dr. Tenneth Dallapanda is the Permanent Secretary for the Department of Health and Medical Services.
For Minister of Health, there's a bit of a concern that this will leave a big gap in our service delivery.
Aid agencies like the Vaccine Alliance Gavi often deliver their services based on the same criteria as the UN, like gross income per capita, which Solomon Islands has now met. There is what's called a smooth transition period to give a country time to adjust, but Solomon Islands' population is rapidly growing at a pace that isn't keeping up with economic growth. Meanwhile, the government is reportedly considering to cut health funding to this year's national budget by as much as 32 million Solomon Islands dollars. That's 5.5 million Australian dollars.
If we are not planning carefully, we might find ourselves taking a few backward steps in terms of prevention of diseases and outbreaks.
Once the least developed country label is gone, trade preferences and reduced tariffs will be gone with it. Here's Trade Secretary Peter Canelorio Jr. again.
The angle of the trade is really the issue that we have some concern on.
But UN Ambassador Robert Cecillo remains optimistic.
Logs is our main export, and most of these go to China, a country which is not recognised by Solomon Islands and in which logs do not face import tariffs.
For leaders like Peter Canelorio Jr., though, that excitement must be tempered by reality.
There is a realisation that a small island developing state like Solomon Islands will always be vulnerable. Economic vulnerability is always going to be there. We are remote, we're isolated from markets. Small size doesn't allow us to benefit from economies of scale. We're very much prone to natural disasters. It only takes one natural disaster to set us back. So those vulnerabilities do remain.